An elderly grandmother is being threatened with jail time for growing medical marijuana in Ypsilanti Township. WWJ's Michael Cohen is joining us live with the details.
Good morning, Mike. Judith Pontius is turning 80 this December, and she's been growing medical marijuana for almost 10 years. She started doing so to help sick family members, including a granddaughter suffering with lupus, who has since passed away. Her attorney, Barton Morris, says after an extensive court battle, she's now facing potential imprisonment.
She is legally entitled to provide for her 5 medical marijuana patients. Well, the township changed their ordinance to demand that caregivers only operate in industrial zones. She was doing it out of her home, as most caregivers do.
Pontius says she has been looking for a place to relocate her plants.
I used to work for the township for 31 years. So I checked out the industrial area, and the industrial area, there's no place there that you really could grow because it's mostly factories and industry. There's a couple streets with some rundown houses, but that's pretty much it. It's really squashing everybody.
Pontius says at this point she just wants to finish her growing of her current crop in September, and then she'll stop. Her attorney, Barton Morris, says he's asking a judge to allow her to do so. Reporting live, Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
A grandmother in Ypsilanti Township is facing potential jail time for growing medical marijuana. WWJ's Michael Cohen joins us live with more.
Mike, the township has been involved in an extensive legal battle with Judith Pontius, a longtime resident, trying to force her to destroy most of her plants after the township passed an ordinance limiting the number of crops allowed in residential neighborhoods. Barton Morris is her attorney.
She's an 80-year-old woman. She's been caring for her patients, being a caregiver for 9 years now, doing so legally, peacefully, without any problems. And now they're saying that they're forcing her to basically to stop being a caregiver because she can't afford a building in an industrial zone.
Pontius says she needs just a little more time to finish the growth of her current crops for her 5 patients, and then she'll stop altogether.
I wanted to finish up my growth at the end of September instead of going to court or getting put in jail or something. I just wanted an extension just so I could get all this done.
So is she actually willing to face jail time?
Yeah, actually. I told Barton, I said, if I go to jail, I have to go to jail. I mean, I'm toward the end of my life anyway, so what's a couple of days? My one son said, you might end up with 30 days in jail. I don't know if I'd like 30 days, but a couple of days would be okay.
Morris is attempting to resolve the issue with the township. Reporting live, Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.